Greetings and welcome. It's Tuesday, December 19th, in the third week of Advent. Today, we continue with the story of Elizabeth and Mary. Although the Gospels do not name the town where the newly pregnant Mary traveled to visit her cousin Elizabeth, it is traditionally thought to be the village of Ein Kerem. Located in the southwestern suburbs of Jerusalem, Ein Kerem is the location of the Church of the Visitation, adorned with a large mosaic of the meeting between Mary and Elizabeth. Inside the church, the Magnificat is written in 41 languages on ceramic plaques. Ein Kerem is considered by many to have been the birthplace of St. John the Baptist. During the Middle Ages, the village became known as St. John in the Mountains. The name Ein Kerem means vineyard spring, named after the spring which flows through the heart of the village. Crusaders dubbed the spring of the Virgin Mary. Now we turn to our gospel. Then Zechariah, his father, filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited and brought redemption to his people." Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 68. This is the beginning of Zechariah's Benedictus, from the Latin for the first word, blessed. It is part of the morning prayer of the church, called Lauds, every single day of the year, just as Mary's Magnificat is part of every evening prayer, called Vespers. Before there was early morning television and late night television, there was morning prayer and evening prayer. In the days before electricity, there was a certain rhythm to life, light and darkness, and life was quieter then. The first light of dawn is a symbol of God greeting his children, as a kind father or mother greets them. God is there not as a taskmaster, but as someone who wishes only to gladden hearts, brighten eyes, and get me ready for whatever the day brings. The late evening is a reflective time, if I make space for it. Television and the internet can make this difficult. I spend evenings trapped in someone else's world and never reflect on daily events in my own world. Advent is a good time to take a look at whether I tune into the Lord at the beginning and end of a day, or whether I only tune into my newsfeed, favorite program, or social media. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.